Well, it's time now for episode 42 of the Free Phil Hendry Podcast, brought to you by Amazon.com and PhilHendryShow.com. And this is one of the all-time classics. This is the original R.C. Collins' Kiss the Gunner's Daughter show, where Commandant Wireman threatens him with a beating after he has been completely unacceptable to a variety of female callers. And we invite you to join us for that, as I said. And while you're listening, check out Amazon.com for all the things you need for back to school, all the things you need possibly even for early Christmas shopping, certainly for everything around the house, all of your reading, all of your downloads, Amazon.com and PhilHendryShow.com to get a backstage pass and be a member of our BSP family and get the full shows. Episode 42 now, the Free Phil Hendry Podcast. It's R.C. Collins kissing the Gunner's daughter.
You're not yet in the military service. How are you guys preparing for 9/11?
Thank you very much, Mr. Hendry. For starters, I'm sure you've been reading the news, you've seen it, and it looks like we're in it. There's an orange alert.
And okay, that's a high alert.
Yes, sir, that's correct. We are at a high level of alert. And those of us who are at Bradley Military Academy, those of us on the front line of the military, are taking it very seriously.
Well, you guys are not on the front line. You're in a military academy. You're not in the Army.
No, that's correct, sir. But by the same token, you know, we're ready to go to war for our country. I do feel pretty psycho, and I do feel like I love my country very much.
Okay, so what is it that you guys can do?
Yes, sir. I wanted to answer that question. We think with this new orange alert, this new high terror alert, the people that are most at risk of being afraid are women, and because they're the segment of the population that has not yet been to war on a consistent basis.
And so what will you guys do specifically? You're not in the Army. You're not carrying a gun.
No, sir, none of that. But we can make the women members of our society, the female members of our population, we feel we can take it upon ourselves to make them feel a little bit better. And to that end, we will be in uniform on 9/11. We will fan out into areas where women generally congregate, whether it be in restaurants or in cocktail lounges or where they get their hair done. And we will go up to them and try to talk with them about what this means to our country.
Well, don't you think women understand it?
Oh, I think they understand it.
And okay, but to interrupt you, don't you think women understand it and are going to deal with it as well as men?
I don't think so. With the new orange alert, high level of alert, women, they've never had to be in a war.
Well, you've never been in a war either, right? I mean, how old are you?
Well, I'm 16. I'm a junior at Bradley Military Academy.
Well, so you've never been in a war, right?
No, sir, I've not. But because I'm a man and male, I do inherit aspects, I think, of the male gender. I'm better prepared for it.
So as a man, you and the other members of the military academy will be making women feel better by finding them in malls and places like that, and cocktail lounges, and doing what specifically?
Well, we identify the women according to age. Women 15 to 22, women 22 to 30, and all women over 30. The women over 30 will basically ask them, are they scared? And if they are, we can give them a reassuring hug. The women between the ages of 22 and 30, we will hold them a little bit longer if they need that. And the women between the ages of 15 and 22, we'll bring back to the military academy for a formal dinner, champagne, reception, you know, a corsage.
Why the difference in the treatment of the... So the women over 30 get a hug, the women between, what is it?
22 and 30.
22 and 30, you hold them for a while, but the younger women...
Right, we're asked that question a lot. Younger women, Phil, are treated a little bit better because, I could tell you this much, younger women are the hope of this country as mothers, they are the hope of this country as potential wives. And I look upon women the same way, and this is a weird analogy, but I hope you'll bear with it.
Go ahead.
I see women as parts of a cow. In other words, young women, 15 to 22, are filet mignon. 22 to 30 are the sirloin. and 30-plus are kind of flank steak. And that's no disrespect to women over 30.
Well, it sounds a little disrespectful, especially if you're bringing the young women back to the military academy for a formal dinner and also a dance, I read here in your facts.
Yes, there's a formal dinner, a dance, and then we take them over to Commandant Wireman's quarters for a private reception and a nightcap. So we feel we're honoring the women of our country just in different ways.
And at the same time protecting them.
At the same time protecting them, yes, sir.
All right, with me is R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. We wanted to find out how all aspects of the military would be handling the anniversary of 9/11.
And also, Mr. Andy, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
As a fighting man, it's my responsibility, I think, to protect what we call the flowers of society. And those flowers, sir, is the women. The women is the flowers of the society.
But the younger women get to have a dance, and...
Well, I wish you wouldn't focus so much on that. There's really no difference. The older women, all they really need is a hug and a pat on the back, because a nice, friendly pat on the back, you're going to be okay. The younger, the women between 22 and 30 are held in a gentle way, and then the young women, they get to go to the dance.
And a cocktail reception, and I think I read somewhere in here about there's a reception with Commandant Wireman, and what else?
And there's a dance, and a reception with Commandant Wireman, and a nightcap.
And a nightcap?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me give the number. Number is 1-800-449-8686. A lot of the military academies, and these are high schools across the country.
And also the younger women's going to birth our future, so we got to take care of them too. That's the only thing that I wanted to say.
All right.
And the younger women are the ones that will carry our seeds to the future. The ones over 30 only have so much usage, and then they are used up. Then I don't mean any disrespect.
Okay, but you got to understand.
Because they dry up. And
but you got to understand, a lot of the things you're saying may sound offensive to older women.
Well, I don't want them to see. They may be misinterpreting me. I don't want them to take me out of context.
Take you out of context. You just said, all right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If the military academy kids across this country are going to try to make women feel better because they claim women are going to be more afraid of what's going to happen on 9/11, do you think that they should be separating women out like that? First of all, what makes you think that women need more comforting?
Well, as I said, sir...
Well, you mentioned that they've never been in a war.
Yeah, women have never been to war. And I think when it comes to war and when it comes to the fighting end of things, I think you have to kind of get out of the way and let men take control. I've been training and everything. I know about war.
But you're 16, kid. What do you know of war?
What?
What do you know about war? You're 16. You've never been in a war.
But even at 16, I know more about war than women do because they've never been in them.
Well, what about the women that have served in uniform for this country?
Yeah, but the women that served in uniform for America were either working on a radio way back with their in the gear with the rear.
In the
rear with the gear, or they work in the kitchens making the food that they eat in the mess hall. Okay? See, that's the part you need to understand. Or a lot of women work in the motor pool. And Mr. Henry, my father took me on a Disney cruise, and the first thing we did was the lifeboat thing, and they said women and children first. Okay? So that's very pivotal.
They always say women and children first. It happens to be one of the older...
They take, what we like to say at Bradley Military Academy is the women are in the rear with the gear because they take our gear in the rear. And
kid, a lot of the sexist jokes, you're a very young man, they're not funny, okay?
Sir?
They're not funny.
I think you need to understand the mind of a fighting man who's waiting to get called up to the
front lines.
To the front lines, yeah.
But your sexist jokes are not funny.
Well, I apologize to the women. I don't want them to think I don't have no respect.
Well, the fact that you've got women who are old and dried up, like you said, and they don't have the usage, you're letting all the young women come out to the military academy and have a dance or whatever the hell it is, a champagne reception.
Well, you can't expect us to have women over 30 there. We'd look stupid. Besides, they're married too. The only reason why we're making these women feel better is because their husbands are in the Army and they'll be overseas and they won't take care of them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to get to a phone call here. We're with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. He is a junior, and their program is to make women feel better. Here is Jill. Hi, Jill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins.
Hi, R.C.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know what makes you think women are going to be so much more afraid and that women would want someone such as yourself to make them feel better. Women are just as strong, mentally and physically.
I know women like to believe that they are.
No, you don't understand. You are very young. I'm 35.
Yes, ma'am.
I spent 14 years in the military, and
well,
I trained side by side with men who were no stronger. Physically, yes, because they're bigger, maybe, but mentally, no.
Yeah, see, right there. Physically stronger.
Not all of them.
May I ask you?
I outran many men. I did more push-ups than many men. I did more sit-ups than many men.
Right. We have female police officers, R.C.
Well, that's a little bit different because they're
Why
not...
is that different? Every woman
because
standing out there
in
the military is just as capable of protecting their country as every man.
That's, see, women are, there's a whole new day. R.C., do you know that women are in the Israeli army?
Yeah, and they're getting bombed every day. I wouldn't make that as an example.
They're getting bombed every day because they're surrounded by, everybody in Israel is on the front line of their military, okay?
Ma'am, can I ask the lady, is your name Jill?
Yes.
With all due respect, at your age, you know, you're a little old now.
At my age, I would still, were I not a single mom with two children, I would still be in the military today.
Because
of circumstances, because of the military man I was married to who was worthless, I have had to choose to get out of the military to take care of my children.
Well, I don't mean any offense by this, but over 30, we consider you to be stew meat, and women under...
Yeah, the whole analogy about, you know, isn't that offensive?
Is that offensive? Are you kidding me? I'd slap his face if he was within
reach. Ma'am, No, ma'am, you misunderstand.
I'm not misunderstanding. I think, R.C., you're what, 16?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you need to back up a few years. You missed a few hormones in your pubescence.
I'm pretty psycho, and I'm ready to take care of business for our country, ma'am. Have no fear.
Well, then we don't want you to take care of business because you're not ready. With a mentality like that, you are not ready. You are highly, highly immature.
Well, ma'am, I apologize for referring to you. I don't mean you specifically. I mean in general. Women over 30 are a bit like flank steak.
Give me another analogy than a side of beef.
All right. Women over 30 are like good coffee, only you can't make it no more because it's in the bottom of the filter. You know what I mean? In other words, it's flavorful, but you got to throw it away.
Women over 30 are still mothers, can still give birth, and can still protect their country. Women over 30 are not stew meat.
My father's very rich, and
that must be your problem.
I've
you
had
have
to
not had to work
lot.
For anything in your life.
I don't think so. Jill, thank you for your call, and let me just, I'm not trying to straighten you out, R.C. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you're going to use analogies about women over 30, don't say stew meat, and...
Well, I said flank steak, and...
Well, the meat thing is all wrong, all right?
I said the young ones was filet mignon.
First of all, it's filet mignon. Do you get out? You said your dad is rich. Does he take you to steakhouses?
Uh-huh.
Well, then it's called filet mignon.
All right, forgive me, sir, but I'm here with a lot of guys, you know, that are come up from the bootstraps.
Come up by their bootstraps.
Again, I'm not familiar.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should women, tomorrow on 9/11, should women be given a little bit more tender, loving care because they might be more afraid during this high alert status? Are women in this country more at risk of being more nervous about tomorrow? And this young man's idea of taking care of them, that women over 30 are going to be even more afraid than women under 30, is this a little sexist? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. A lot of women have been in the military, a lot of women have been police officers, a lot of women have done a lot of very tough jobs. But he says because they've never experienced war, they may just come unglued tomorrow. Military academies across the country will be taking part in an operation to comfort women. And that means little girls as well?
Well, no, not little kid girls, because we figure their moms can help them. But the women, they've never been in a war. And that's, I think you got to consider that. And I don't want anybody taking anything out of context.
Nobody's taking anything out of context. When you say women over 30 are like stew meat, I mean, that's not taking them out of context.
I think you're taking that out of context, sir.
How am I taking it out of context? Hey, women over 30 are like stew meat. Didn't you say that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how's that being taken out of context?
Because it's not in the context that I said it.
Well, what context did you say it? You said that women between 15 and 22 are filet mignon, women between 22 and 30 are New York sirloin or something, and over 30, flank steak.
Flank steak, yes, not stew meat. And
okay, I know you said stew meat.
No, I did not, sir.
Well, I think you did.
I said it in the good kind of context, not in a bad way.
Well, I don't know what good context there is to calling a woman stew meat. Here is Lori on the Phil Hendry Show. Lori, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I can't believe that this young man is for real. If this is what our military academies are turning out, then
I'm
the military academies should
30.
Shut down.
I'm simply saying that women over 30 are inside a cannoloni.
I'm telling you, you are an embarrassment to the male gender of this country.
Why?
You are a joke.
Why?
I thought this was a joke. I really
thought this was a joke.
Well, I did
too. Are you kidding with us, kid?
No, unless you think the murder of 3,000 people on 9/11 is a joke.
And I'm
going to
tell you something about that. The women of this country that were left widows last year are stronger than you will ever be.
They're scared.
How do you know they're scared?
Stronger
than you will ever be. You are an embarrassment
scared?
To the male gender of this country.
Have you ever been in a war?
I've been in war my whole life. Every woman in this country has been in a war of some kind.
Don't give
me
that women's liberation stuff. Don't give me that women's liberation
I'm
stuff.
I'm not giving you any women's lib. And I can't believe yet you are really for real. I cannot believe it.
Why? Because I stand up for women? I guess you're
every
one of those women that
every
don't
woman
want no man to stand up.
Is either laughing at you, laughing, or
why?
Being
because
so furious they don't know what to say.
I stand up for the women of this country,
I
which is something most guys
up.
Don't.
I don't want you to stand up for me.
Oh, are you all the women of America?
I don't want you to.
Or are you just as big as all the women in America?
I don't want you to even be on my side. How do you like that?
Well, too bad, because
that's
I don't
right.
think you know.
It's
I don't think you know
bad.
What's best for you. I don't
and
think you know what's best for you.
And I pity the woman that ever marries you later on in life, whenever that will be.
Yeah,
I
but without men,
her.
You're without men, you're
because
nothing.
She'll
because
be
we've
either,
got
she'll be either
men,
a pork chop or a
oh,
sausage or some kind of a piece of meat to you.
Absolutely, and that's the point we're making here, RC, comparing women to meat.
And I said, and I'll say it again, you took it out of context.
What context?
I said,
what
when
context?
I said,
I didn't take it at all out of context.
I was saying it as a compliment to women, on account of we want to protect them.
You don't protect us.
You know something, lady? You'd be
don't
speaking German
us.
If it wasn't for men. You'd
don't
be speaking German.
Don't protect us. We don't need your protection.
All right. So when Al Qaeda comes to rape you, you know, I guess you'll lose my phone number.
I'll know how to take care of myself.
Okay, Lori.
Man, your meat is so old. You've already been made into a pair of leather shoes.
Phil.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Unbelievable. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. He's a 16-year-old kid from a military academy, and he believes that women tomorrow on the anniversary of 9/11 with a high orange alert, a security alert facing this country, women are going to be very distraught and will need some talking to and some counseling from strong men. And he feels that military academy members, young men in their high school years, can counsel women and help them as of tomorrow. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with R.C. Collins in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Opie.
And I'm Anthony.
And we listen to the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, thanks, guys. 1-800-449-8686. We are on the line here with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Will women tomorrow, the anniversary of the disaster, the horror of 9/11, will they need extra comfort? We're talking to you, by the way, guys, from New York City. We're doing our show in New York City all this week, and we will be with you tomorrow for the anniversary of 9/11.
And if I could jump in, Mr. Hendry.
Go ahead, RC.
My hat's off and kudos to you and everybody and at the ground zero.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, what? Did I not say that right?
You said it fine. It just, we're in New York.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me go over here to, I believe it's Jody, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi. I'm just calling.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm quite appalled at what this young man has to say. I'm amazed he's in a military academy. I'm 32. I'm a mother
ma'am,
of two.
I'm not a flank steak
by no means.
I apologize. I guess what I'm saying is we need to protect younger women because they're still of childbearing years.
Well, now let's back up there because I'm 32. I just said that. I have two children and I'm not done. I could very well have another child. Being 32 does not mean that I'm not of childbearing years.
Yes,
so
ma'am,
I'm
but
providing...
the chances of you having a mongoloid kid go up the older you are.
Well, wait a second.
Oh, I think that's a little drastic there. A mongoloid
no,
kid?
No, you can ask doctors. They say when you get into your 30s and early 40s, your kid can come out mongoloid.
Wait a minute. My best friend, my godson, his mother was 39 when she had him.
Is he mongoloid?
No, he is not. I think I'd say that if he was.
Well.
Listen, RC, you know, I really think that in your military academy, they need to educate you a little bit more on childbearing years for women because, you know, I don't have to be done at 32, and if I have a child at 35, it's not going to be a mongoloid child. There are increased risks when you have children over 30.
That's the point. That's the point I'm making. Increased risks.
Increased risks is one thing. A mongoloid child is another.
But
you
that's, they
your
say,
wording correct.
They say Down syndrome increases on account of you get older.
Yes, so yes, all of that true. The lady just admitted that. And I would also thank you not to belch in the middle of a conversation we're having.
I apologize.
Well, if so, find your manners.
I apologize, ma'am.
Well, basically, I still find
look,
it appalling
but
that
the
you're...
The point is, the best meat is from a young cow, a cow that's kept in a little tent so it don't...
Will we knock off all of the analogies to meat?
Exactly, thank you. That needs to be knocked off right away because you know what? I bet if you asked my husband, he'd classify me as a filet mignon and not a flank steak.
Well, and you know, there's an old saying, looking through the eyes of love. I'm sure you've heard this. I'm in the Glee Club at Bradley. And what that means is, well, you can laugh, but what that means is you're looking through the eyes of love.
Well, you know what, though?
Is that your kid?
Yeah, my children are right here by my side.
And they're all healthy.
Oh, I have beautiful children.
Well, no,
beautiful,
no, they all have Down syndrome.
They all have Down syndrome?
Yeah, no, they all have Down syndrome. Unbelievable.
Okay, well, one thing's for sure, Jody, you may be filet, but you ain't virgin beef. We know that's for a fact. Just a joke. But what I'm trying to say is...
Yeah, but maybe you are, right?
No. I was with a girl.
Okay,
I mean,
this isn't about
you're
you. Yeah, this is not about you. You're 16, man. This isn't about you.
You're a 16-year-old in a military academy, and you're talking about comforting women on 9/11, the anniversary for tomorrow. And you know what? I teach for a living. Do you know I'm going to be comforting in my classroom trying to explain to them what we're celebrating tomorrow as a commemorative issue for tomorrow?
My point
Excuse
is simply
me.
This. Women have never been in war times. Men
neither
have.
Neither have you. But neither
have
you.
Have, but the men's have, and I'm being taught by men's what have.
You got to go to school and get some English lessons, too.
I was just going to say that, and you're speaking to a teacher, so you're really...
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the state of education in America. Thank you very much. You're a teacher, so I got you to thank for it.
And you know what? Let me just let you know something. I work with deaf children, children who cannot hear, and I can promise you that they weren't born to mothers who were over 30 or close to 40. And if they, you know, if
they
were...
When they talk, though, yeah, but you shouldn't make them talk.
Why not?
Because when you make deaf kids talk, they go, That's the
you
worst
know what?
Thing. You know something? No, really, that's the worst thing because it's embarrassing for them.
You know
Look
what? I work with
Helen...
deaf adults who speak as clear as I do, RC. So I don't think you have a right to speak about deaf people.
Do you know Lou Ferrigno?
Yes,
Remember
I know exactly
Lou...
who you're talking about.
Okay, he doesn't still talk good, even all these years later.
You know what, though?
What is it with you, man?
The
guy was an actor.
All deaf individuals because of one deaf person.
I think you're a good teacher, too, Jody. You've had more patience with this young man.
Do you work with Rush Limbaugh? He's deaf, too.
He's got an implant.
He has a cochlear implant.
When he went deaf, he started talking like this. I'm Rush Limbaugh, child. He sounded like a retard.
Jesus.
RC, you know what?
But he did.
You need to probably get out of the military academy, because I certainly don't want you serving my country, and I don't want you protecting me or any other women out there. I'm sure that there are plenty of other people, our husbands and our close friends and relatives, who can do a better job protecting us than you can with your asinine analogies that you're using.
If that's the sense that I've given you, I apologize on behalf of everybody in the military. Can I tell you a joke just so there's no hard feelings?
No, I really don't have time for your jokes.
We don't want to hear your jokes.
Right,
it's probably...
Now.
Please.
Go ahead, Jody.
Goodbye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
Helen Keller burned her face because she answered the phone.
Helen Keller burned her face because she answered the phone. It's answered the iron, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, she answered the iron. Well, it was almost good.
Oh, yeah, it was a riot, except you threw out the best part. Answered the phone.
And when she fell off a cliff, she screamed so loud her hands fell off.
What? All right, here is Joan. Joan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a couple of things to say, but first of
okay,
all...
Okay, ma'am, you're over 30, correct?
Definitely. I think that it's appalling that you will compare
Stupid.
A 30-year-old woman with me, a 68-year-old woman. I am nowhere in their class.
Then you would agree that you're like round steak.
I'm going to tell you this. I think if you want to talk cattle talk, you are less...
I bet you're going to say I'm the butthole of the cow.
That has not been weaned yet. You are not in any way capable of discussing these issues. You are so immature, they need to make sure they give you a tape of your interview and make sure that your parents and your family members haven't heard it.
Good
that
point.
They sit down with you and listen to your stupidity.
You have been
your
idiotic, R.C.
Your appalling.
Ma'am, if I've offended you, I apologize on behalf
of
the United States Marine Corps.
No, you've offended this country. You've offended this country.
I love my country.
You might
love
it, but Bradley Academy is questionable as to how they're teaching you, your language, your English, your grammar.
I'd love to speak to the commandant of this academy, who is
Somebody
hosting 15-year-old girls in his private... Absolute. You know what? Have you got a minute, Joan?
Yes.
You stay on the line with me. R.C., you stay on the line. Craig, go in the other room and get the number of Commandant Wireman at the Military Academy. I would like to get him on the line and do a three-way conversation.
Mr. Henry, I don't think that's necessary.
No, we're going to do it. If you got the guts you say you've got, you can face the Commandant.
Sir, I've been on here trying to defend the women of this country, and I never said the one thing I could have said, that Jean's so old, she's going to be buried in a crock pot. I didn't say that.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
What kind of family are you from that you couldn't say that? You shouldn't even dream of making an analogy like that.
Okay, hold on.
You're not fit to be on this program.
Joan, hold on. Is this Commandant Wireman?
Yes, Harvey Wireman.
And Mr. Wireman, are you the Commandant at...
Bradley Military Academy, yes, sir.
Commandant Wireman, this is Cadet R.C. Collins.
How are you, Cadet?
Fine, sir.
What can I do for you, Mr. Henry?
We have a caller on the line, Joan. You wanted to express some complaints, correct, Joan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Have you been listening to this program?
I have not, unfortunately. We are preparing for the Commandant's Ball.
Excuse me. I think you need to request a tape of your young man's interview. His analogy of the women in America as cattle, filet mignon, sirloin steak, flank steak, and breaking them off in categories.
Yes, ma'am.
And his language, his
language,
grammar
may
is
I
so
ask?
Appalling that I wonder what Bradley's doing.
What language is he? Cadet Collins?
Yes, sir.
You do not use language unbefitting a cadet of the Bradley Military Academy to one of the women of our nation. That's number one. And you have compared women to meat. That's number two. You will kiss the gunner's daughter.
Oh, no, sir, please.
Yes, you will kiss...
What's kiss the gunner's daughter?
He'll be laid over a cannon, and he will be... we use the old Naval Academy flogging, and he will be beaten.
Sir, I don't think...
Yeah, see what you did, Joan? Thanks a lot.
No, Joan, you didn't do anything wrong. You'll kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below, Mr. Henry, for the makings. Now then...
What do you mean, take him below? I'm doing a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Joan...
Yes.
Yes, this is Commandant Wireman. God bless you and the great service you've done to our nation.
He's been doing it to the entire American population, men and women.
Oh, please, I don't want to kiss the gunner's daughter.
You'll kiss the gunner's daughter.
What is kiss the gunner's daughter?
The gunner is a nickname for my rear end. And his backside will bleed tonight. I can Joan, are you there?
I'm here. I'm not requesting anything like that, but I think you need to know that.
I'm going
to
beat him until the skin's flayed off of his buttocker area.
I don't know that that's a legal thing to do.
No, ma'am. We must. It is legal when the parents turn their children over to us at Bradley. We're a private military installation.
Well, he's been bragging about his father's being very rich.
Well, I know his father is very wealthy.
And some people there that are his friend, his homemates have been pulled up by their bootstraps. And, he's making Bradley a laughingstock where...
How dare you?
I wouldn't want
Cadet
my grandson
Collins,
to go there.
Why, you little B-A-S-T-A-R. How do you spell it?
D.
That's right. I can assure you, Joan, he'll be in intensive care by the end of this evening.
Well, I'm not asking for that, but I do think
you need to be aware of this program
and listen to.
I'd like to offer you, Joan, if you'll give us your address, a photograph of the skin flayed from his rear end.
I don't want that. I don't want that, but I do want...
You do not want that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
No, Commandant Wehrman, we don't need that, okay?
I would like... And then I would like to kick him in the face and make blood come from his eyes.
Now
please!
Now you're making me wonder more about the account.
Yeah, exactly.
You were supposed to make me feel better about
what is it that you want, ma'am? Then what is it that you want, dear?
What I want you to do is request a copy of his interview today and listen to it.
All right.
That's what I want
to
do. And
see if
his family listens to it. It's so insulting to him. I mean, this is to hug the young girls, hug the older women a little longer, and then take the young girls, he said, to a champagne dinner and then a reception at your home.
Yes. Filet mignon. We have the commandant's ball, and then I host one of the young virginal debutantes for a nightcap in my quarters.
That's what he said.
Good God.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know how appropriate that is.
Joan, have you ever
I've wondered
seen...
about that, but I'm not going to
Joan, have you ever seen the Commandant's balls? I mean, the Commandant ball?
Okay. Joan, thanks very much.
Well, wait a minute. I was just getting to know her.
I got to go. R.C. Collins and the military academies across this country helping to calm women down tomorrow on 9/11.
There it is, episode 42 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast. That is Kiss the Gunner's Daughter, R.C. Collins. And, of course, we invite you to visit our good friends at Amazon.com through our magic porthole there and save bread and get stuff you need, get downloads, get clothes, get it, you know. And at PhilHendryShow.com, a backstage pass. All right. See you next time for 43.